You are listening to Live with Thrive, an interactive conversation with host Stephanie Hale of Thrive in Southern New Mexico. Stephanie will be showcasing nonprofit agencies and business leaders that help support the community through Thrive, as well as discussing upcoming events and local news. Catch the Live with Thrive show every second Tuesday of the month on KHII Active Radio, 88.9 Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 Ruidoso.
Well, good morning, everyone. This is Stephanie. You are listening to Live with Thrive. It is December 14th, Tuesday, 10 a.m. So excited to be here. I feel like I haven't been in the hot seat for a little bit, but I'm here now, and I have a very special guest with me today, Miss Becky Roberts of Gerald Champion Regional Medical Center. Yay! And also, Becky is the current and newly elected board president of the Thrive Board of Directors. So welcome, Becky.
Thank you very, very much. Good morning.
Bob's getting her all set up with some water.
Where are the grapes and the fan, the person who's going to fan me? Thank you so much, Bob.
Those to the top.
Apparently. So, well, Mike's sitting right behind you, so he's got some grapes and a fan over there.
Oh, excellent. Thank you. You treat us so well.
So, thank you so much for being here. I know you're busy. Got to take these off. And, yeah, it's been an exciting year. Hi. I want to start off with, you know, we're still in a pandemic and we're still dealing with what comes with that. And there for a little bit, we were all excited. Everything was opening back up and things were getting back to what we felt was normal. But then we kind of hit a speed bump, and now we've had got a hole in your lip there. And so can you share with us a little bit about how the hospital has been coping and any information you can share to the listeners
From a campaign perspective or just general?
Just in general dealing with the pandemic?
The hospital is, we're all pulling together. You need to in tough times. We are getting the job done. We are at very high census. We think people are coming in now that have waited to come in and now are needing, significantly needing services. So our census has been really, really high. We're getting help from the state. We have crisis staff that is being provided to us.
Oh, good.
Yeah. We're doing well financially and we're sharing that with the staff. You almost wouldn't know there was a pandemic going on. You certainly wouldn't know from our numbers and from the campaign results that we have.
Sure.
But and as far as the general hospital, everybody's pulling together.
That's great.
Yeah, and there's certainly strength in numbers.
That is one. Thank you for sharing that. That's exciting to know. And I know that everyone, especially those front line workers through this entire thing, have had to go through a lot. So, of course, we all appreciate what you and your organization are doing, not only for all of us, but, you know, helping anyone that comes in and gets sick. Are you guys still doing testing and things like that? People can come and get tested?
Oh, absolutely. We're always doing testing. We're always providing vaccines.
Oh, good.
We have a Regeneron clinic that is really, really popular, and it seems to really help.
Can you explain what a Regeneron clinic is? Do you know? Is that just a fancy name of...
It's a treatment approach for those with COVID,
and
you can either do it with just injections or with infusion, and it's more effective as infusion, but it takes a long time.
Uh-huh.
We had to move the function out of the ED because the ED was backing up.
Sure.
Because these take 4 hours or something to that effect. I'm not a nurse, but so the Regeneron is a treatment approach, and it seems to really be effective. Our patients really respond.
See, I didn't even know that. So that's great information.
Yeah, and we're working very closely with the Department of Health, and
good.
And anybody that goes to vaccinenm.org can choose the hospital as a site for vaccines. And
very cool.
Yeah, we're on it. We're on it for our peeps.
That's awesome. Yeah. So let me take a step back here for a second. And you just mentioned I'm not a nurse. So tell us what it is that you do at the hospital. What does your job entail? Because you have a fancy long title after your name. So what does that mean?
I've been with Gerald Champion for 15 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's the greatest place ever. I have no plans to leave. They gotta drag me out of there. And I am the compliance officer at the hospital.
Okay.
So what that means is I'm a layer of insurance to help the hospital make sure we comply with all the laws and regs and rules and policies and anything that is expected in something in writing.
Sure.
And that the majority of what I do is educate people as to what are the expectations, what are you held accountable to, what laws and regs do we need to comply with and not go sideways on, and that includes the HIPAA privacy rule.
Sure.
That takes a lot of my time, and just billing laws and regulations and relationships with docs, just to make sure we're doing the right thing.
So you probably...
Thank you, Spike Lee.
So
you...
Yeah,
doing the right
Spike
thing.
Lee, yes. So you probably work a lot with human resources, and you probably from time to time have to deal with Mr. Wheeler.
I'm fortunate enough to work with a lot of people. I have oversight for the entire hospital. Somebody once called me a big fish in a small pond. But I have the wonderful opportunity to help each department put policies in place, manage contracts. I work with John Wheeler and his office pretty extensively because I'm not a lawyer, although I did just get a law degree from Loyola University.
Congratulations.
In Chicago.
Yes.
Thank you so much. And when it comes to disciplinary actions that might need to be taken, that is not my department. So HR and I are joined at the hip. And
sure.
So
sure.
It's a great job. It's a great job. Every day is different, but there's just basic tenets of
right.
Here's what needs to happen.
And I like that. And that's how I feel about my job. Every day is different. There's never a day that is duplicated from the day before. And that's what makes it exciting. But you have your standard parameters that you follow. So thank you for sharing what it is you do.
Well, thank you for asking.
I know that I'm sure people that are listening will certainly benefit from knowing that there are so many different levels of care within Gerald Champion. It's not just take care of you when you're sick or need surgery or an emergency cut or something to that nature. There are so many other things that go along with that. So thank you.
You're welcome. And let me just say, I think what makes me a better compliance officer is the fact that I have a clinical background. I may not be a nurse, but I am a physical therapist by trade. And I've kept my license up all these years, even though the profession has long since passed me by. but I think it helps me understand the
sure.
challenges that clinical staff face,
absolutely.
Which is they often appear insurmountable, but there's a lot of challenges.
Well, and you mentioned that you work with all of the departments, the overall hospital. How many employees, roughly, are there in Gerald Champion this year?
We are looking at about 1,021.
Wow.
And that includes PRNs that maybe don't work too often. That also includes the contracted employees.
That's quite a bit. I remember just what seems like a few years ago, 600 employees. And,
back in 2009, we had 638.
Is that not crazy that it's just grown in beautiful new spaces that have been built over there at Gerald Champion? And it's amazing. And I know the expansion of all of that. And then I'm sure within the next 10 years, we'll have a whole nother wing. You
another
never pavilion.
Know. We'll call it Pavilion 2.
Right.
No, and when I came on 15 years ago, there were three providers that were employed with the hospital, three physicians.
Right.
And there's now 55-plus clinics that have not only physicians but also nurse practitioners
right.
and PAs and all those
And
guys.
They're everywhere. Of course, we all need that. I mean, that's great.
I think we're going to rename the city Gerald Champion.
Gerald Champion.
I'm just kidding.
That is What did we do with only three physicians?
People went everywhere else, and it was it wasn't care provided at home, and it was not. It was not good.
It's just not good. It's nutso. So tell us now, let's jump right into campaign. So Thrive is still wrapping up their our annual 21 campaign, which ends, I say the 31st of December, but it'll technically end on the 30th. So that is only a few weeks away, and we are just trucking right along. I don't want to give away the farm right now, but we are definitely, you'll be hearing screams from all over town, because we are going to hit this astronomical goal of $425,000 for this community. It's amazing. And because of what Gerald Champion contributes and the employees and staff of Gerald Champion, that's such a huge part of helping us attain those goals and help our community. Let's talk about Gerald Champion's campaign, because I know you've got a document there with all kinds of information on it. So please share.
Why, thank you. Thank you for asking. This is my 13th year as the campaign chair.
Well, you're a pro now.
I can do it with one hand tied behind my back, actually. A lot of preparation goes into the campaign, but boy, during a 30-day time period, we get a lot of stuff done, a lot of money raised, and it because of the planning, it really does sort of happen on its own these days. But this, you and I, Steph, were talking earlier. Back in 2009, we raised $67,838, and we thought that was huge back then. That was huge in 2009.
When we were United Way.
Correct. And then fast forward to this year, and these are all 30-day campaigns. We want to do high-intensity, short-duration campaigns so that people aren't being asked all year long for something. We want to just hit them and go.
And stop right there, because I want to explain what happens is. So Thrive in Southern New Mexico raises money to help fund other nonprofits in our communities of Lincoln and Otero counties. So different businesses in our communities will hold Thrive campaigns, such as this one, Gerald Champion's campaign that they do every year. And what they do is they ask their employees to give an hourly sum every pay period, monthly, a one-time thing. They can donate however they feel is best for them to any 501c3, any nonprofit charity of their choosing. And Gerald Champion helps them do that by doing a payroll deduction, and then of course sending those payroll deductions to me. That way we can collect more money over time rather than a smaller amount all at once. So with that said, tell us, you were about to give away this, yeah, drum roll please.
This year, in a 30-day campaign with our 1,021 employees, we raised $260,000 for the agencies in town.
Wow!
Yeah, and you would never know that we're in the grips of COVID. You would
Amazing.
Never know. The last couple of years, we've been in the 200,000s, and those have been the COVID years.
Yep.
People dig deep. They are generous. They're giving. And the hospital likes to incentivize the employees for their donations, and we like to thank them. So we have things like raffles where they could, for a $5 raffle ticket, they could win a $1,000 mirror, you know, that new mirror gym thing or whatever.
Right.
Or they could win a freezer full of meat, steer meat, which is something else we do. So we try to incentivize. We have drawings that we send folks on. We give them 2 round trip tickets and 2 days off with pay. And if we're going to ask them to reach deep into their pockets and to donate something, we'd like to thank them, and we'd like to give them something in return.
Yeah, I think it's amazing. And because of what you all do for your employees to incent them to give back to the community, other businesses follow suit. And we have other businesses in town that incent their employees when they hold Thrive campaigns. And it's just this domino effect. And so that's a huge thing. So you were adding up before we came became live on the numbers that Gerald Champion has done. I think in the last couple of years, the last 5 years, what did you come up with?
Well, actually, I added up 13 years.
The last 13 years.
And we have provided to United Way/Thrive and to our community agencies $1,762,101.
That is crazy.
Let's not forget that $1.
I know, man. Let me tell you something. $1 goes a long way. I'm telling you. I mean, we have Meals on Wheels programs, and we have these different seniors and Big Brothers, Big Sisters. This year, we'll most likely have Boys and Girls Club again. I mean, there's so many nonprofits in our community that can help with, and these dollars, they don't have to be big donations. Well, they add up. She just said 2 million and something.
1,762,101.
Close enough, 2 million. We're almost there.
Next year
for sure. I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing. And just think about this, folks. Gerald Champion is our largest employer outside of Holloman in Otero County. And we have so many amazing donors and supporters of our community, and they want to help a nonprofit maybe that their child is involved with, or their neighbor, or somebody that they work with. And it's so easy to do. And if you're not working and you are a retiree and you have you want to give a couple of bucks to our campaign, you can do that too. You do not have to be affiliated with Gerald Champion or another business. You can do a monthly payment via credit card if you want, and you don't have to think about it. You can do a check every month. You can do a one-time payment if you want. But all of these little dollars add up for us to be able to fund these 16 programs within Otero County. And now we're moving into Lincoln County. We have moved into Lincoln County, moved our services rather, and we're going to be doing the same thing up there and helping those folks. And we're so excited to be, the community has embraced us. It's taken us about 10 months to get our name out there. People know what Thrive is. And so we're just going to be trucking right along.
That's pretty fast too, to infiltrate.
We totally infiltrated.
Thank you for all your efforts, because it was you getting up there and meeting with people and having the chamber, that Chamber of Commerce event.
Oh yeah.
And 10 months is not a long time for people to know who Thrive is. That was really impressive.
Well, thank you. And I can't take all the credit, because, you know, we have a great chamber up there in Rio Doso that really understand what it is we do. I've met some really wonderful folks that are already jumping on board. I've had existing relationships up there from that know Thrive from being in Alamogordo and Otero County. And of course, the mayor of Rio Doso is extremely on a big cheerleader of ours. Also, we're just very fortunate to go in when we did, I guess, and really get the folks involved. So,
well, they have agencies that need support.
Absolutely.
And so we're able to help them generate that support. So it's a win-win.
It is. And once they realize that, you know, it's an effort to explain what Thrive is and what we do, because a lot of people don't necessarily understand. They may think, well, why am I giving to Thrive when I can just give directly to the nonprofit of my choice? Well, and you can do that. We just help you to give more over a period of time. I mean, a lot of people can't just give, let's use $100, for example. Maybe somebody doesn't have, especially in these times that we're in right now, money's a little tighter, things are getting more expensive, our paychecks are going down, it seems sometimes. So, you know, let's say somebody wants to give $100 to their favorite charity, and maybe they have $20 in their pocket or in their bank account, let's just say. And there are a lot of folks that are like that. And if you can spread that out over 26 pay periods or 12 months, it's easier to pay that and get it to your charity, and it's still the same effect. And so that's what we are here to do, to help gather. We're like a hub for all of these donations to be given back into our communities. And so not only, like we just said, we're not only helping the Otero County folks, but next year, most likely we will have nonprofits from Lincoln County that will be applying for funds. And then, of course, the businesses up there will certainly be involved, and they're getting involved now. It's just like you said, it's a time process. We've got to start somewhere. And so we've started and we've infiltrated and we're taking over the world. So and this is just only the beginning.
One city at a time.
One city at a time. And I'm telling you, I say this, I have this huge big picture in like 10, 20 years. I want to have several counties in Southern New Mexico that Thrive represents. And I think it's doable. I really do. There are areas of Southern New Mexico that aren't represented properly, and I think that eventually we can be that for those areas, because we're such a rural area and we have so many nonprofits down here in this, well, everywhere, really. I mean, it's amazing how many nonprofits we have. So
is this a good time if people want to know more about Thrive? Can they find out more through our annual meeting, which is coming up in January?
Absolutely. There's a what we do is we have a board of directors. Good segue, Becky. Brownie points for you. We have a board of directors that consists of about 17 business leaders from our from Lincoln and Otero counties, and we meet. The board meets every month, once a month, and in January of every year, we have an annual meeting that is open to the public so they can understand what it is that Thrive does, where our money that we accept from donors goes back into the community. Our auditor, our bookkeeper, everybody is there to answer questions and give a report. Our board president, Miss Becky here, will be giving us different statistics. We will also inaugurate, if you will, new board members. We do have a couple. And, you know, it's really beneficial for folks that may want to know where their money's going, how this whole process works, things like that. So, I mean, it's wonderful. If you are able, it's virtual this year. All you have to do is go to the Thrive website and register. Our website is letsthrivenm.org. That's letsthrivenmfornewmexico.org. If you want more information, you're always welcome to give us a call, 437-8400. And don't forget the 575 now. So anyway, it's a wonderful time to really understand what it is we do. Meet our board of directors, meet our staff. We have a huge staff of two, and that would be myself and our wonderful office manager, Julie Baker. But we're here to answer any questions that you may have and just really let you understand what it is we do for the community.
Well, you'll also hear from representatives from the partner agencies.
Correct.
And they will say fabulous things about Thrive because they're being supported by Thrive and for a good reason. So a lot of the partner agencies will also be in attendance.
Yep. We try to get all of them. And I know, you know, everybody's busy. Everybody's trying to keep their organization afloat and going and this and that. And so we will have a good number of our, if not all, of our partner agencies, the nonprofits in our communities that we fund through your donations. So great segue there, Becky. That's our next event, actually. So that is happening on January 28th. It's a Friday at 11 a.m. Again, it's virtual. You can register by going to our website again, letsthrivenm.org. So let's move on to some more wonderful, yummy news that we have coming up for Thrive. We have this. So this year is an extra special year, 2022, that we're about to jump right into. We have this brand new event that we are doing this year with a country music superstar. And This is a benefit concert, our first ever benefit concert. I've been wanting to do something like this since I started with Thrive. And I'm just so super excited that it's all come to fruition. And I want to explain how it all happened. So I probably pop in here to the radio station with Bob Flood and Mike Durler at least once a week. And I'm sure they get tired of seeing me. But I had this amazing idea. And so I've been, putting out my feelers. You know, they both know people in the business and around. So I asked them, what can we do? This is the idea I want to do. And they came through. They reached out and through someone, we were able to connect with Jeff Carson's management, and he graciously accepted our invitation to come and do a benefit concert for Thrive. So we are super excited that Jeff Carson will be here on March 5th of 22. That is a Saturday. It will be held at the Flickinger Center for Performing Arts. It is brought to you by KHII Radio, Gerald Champion Regional Medical Center, and our dear friends, John D. Wheeler and Associates. So I'm super excited that everybody, it just all fell into place, Becky. I mean, we got his fee covered. We got all of the equipment, the venue, everything. Tickets just went on sale, folks. You can buy your tickets now. They just went on sale December 1st at the Flickinger. You can go to our website, again, letsthrivenm.org, and buy your tickets. There's a link that will take you straight to the venue. There are plenty of tickets available, and we are guesstimating that we might be close, if not selling out, because Jeff Carson has a huge fan base, folks. And let me tell you a little bit about Jeff Carson.
let me say something first. This kind of stuff doesn't just happen accidentally. It happens because people like you who do justice to the title executive director. It's people like you that get out, that ask, can we do this, and that go forward even if you don't get permission. But it's people
do it and then ask for forgiveness
exactly,
later. Right.
Much easier. So these kind of amazing things and the reaching of our goal and all kinds of stuff, they don't happen accidentally. So huge kudos to you, Steph, as executive director.
Well, thank you.
And to your office, to your entire office staff, because this is great, and it's due to you. And when we talk about the future, I want to hear what your ideas are, because you are a thinker and a planner, and I'm anxious to hear what.
Oh yeah, you just wait till January, February comes.
Open the floodgates.
Right.
Okay. So take it away. Tell us more about Jeff Carson.
So Jeff Carson, let me tell you,
he is
adorable. Mm-hmm. And folks, what a great guy. He even sent us a message. We play it on KHII often. Mike put together his message to us and Mike advertises it as such for his concert coming up. So you can actually see the video if you go to our website. I'm just going to keep saying letsthrivenm.org every 5 minutes.
Point to me and I'll say it next
okay.
time. Okay. Oh, letsthrivenm.org.
That was a test. Okay, we're good. So Jeff is a CMA award winner from the 90s, and I always say when I'm explaining this, the best decade of country music was 1990 through 1999, even 2000, because I think Garth had a few great tunes up in there. But I grew up on country music, like old school country, Conway Twitty and things like that. So I am just so excited that Jeff is coming here. He's got an amazing voice. He can sing just about anything. And I will let you know, folks, he's also a full-time police officer in Franklin, Tennessee, which is just right outside of Nashville. He is and has been a police officer since his music career. He jumped into law enforcement in the 2000s. And you can actually Google him and see all of the wonderful things he does for his community there. So it just kind of all worked out that he's also a big supporter of nonprofits. He's a supporter of communities. And he's got an amazing... Oh my gosh, my phone behind me, Siri thinks I'm talking to her and she just started talking. But anyway.
Maybe she looked up Jeff Carson.
She may have. Yes. So anyway, it scared me, Siri. So anyway, Jeff is going to be here. He's going to have a band with him. They're going to be playing. The concert starts at 7 o'clock on Saturday, March 5th. And, tickets, again, tickets are on sale right now. They range in price from $25 to $50, depending on where you want to sit in the theater.
Do you have meet and greet tickets still available?
We are sold out of meet and greet tickets.
Oh.
So, we unfortunately don't have any more of those. Those went like hotcakes. Mm. So, and then of course our sponsors got, quite a bit of those. So, but we have amazing sponsors that are helping us put this together. I also want to mention Tularosa Communications are another sponsor of ours. TDS is going to be another sponsor of ours for this. So we're extremely thrilled that we have these amazing businesses in town that want to help Jeff get here and to help our community have something fun and a wonderful entertainer. I mean, you can go on Jeff Carson's website and listen to his music. You can go on to and follow him on Facebook. And he pops in there just about every day and sings something. He's just really talented and he's funny. Oh my gosh. He has got a great sense of humor. So folks, check him out. Jeff Carson, Carson. I'm sure I don't think he's any relation to Johnny, but anyway, he's pretty awesome. So go check him out. Again, you can get more information on who he is and his music on our website.
Let'sthrivenm.org.
Make a good team there. So Mike's over there with a big grin on his face, so we must be doing something right. Excuse me. So Jeff Carson, folks, benefit concert for Thrive in Southern New Mexico, again happening March 5th, 2022. Get your tickets now. And I will also, just one last thing about this whole event. The Flickinger has been amazing. Lori and Michael down there, the staff, they've just been so awesome and easy to work with. And I'm super thrilled that we finally get to do an event there at the Flick. I've been wanting to do one for several years, and it just, like we said, it all just fell into place. And thanks to Bob and Mike for helping get this all put together. So moving on, after Jeff comes to grace us with his amazing presence, we will be doing a golf tournament this year, and it will actually be happening in Lincoln County. And because we want our Lincoln County friends to be helping out and feeling the fun of Thrive events. We have such a great time when we have Thrive events, and that will be happening in the summertime. We're still working on pinpointing a date, but we also will have our annual school supply drive this year with our new program called Teacher Appreciation Project. Last year, 21, this year, I guess, because we're not quite out of 21 yet. We have had such an amazing response with our school supply drive this year. And with the new Teacher Appreciation Project, we brought in $12,000 in monetary donations and two school bus loads of school supplies, which I still have quite a bit. If anybody needs school supplies, I have quite a bit in storage, so please reach out. And then immediately after school supplies, we will have our annual Day of Caring. And that is when we gather volunteers in the community to go and help senior citizens, folks that may not be able to get around too well, help them clean up their yards, mow, weed eat, trim trees, maybe paint the porch, all kinds of outdoor projects. And this past year, went amazingly. We had over 300 volunteers from Holloman and Otero County communities, and we were able to help about 75 homes, 75 residents within Otero County, from Chaparral, Timberon, Mayhill, Alamogordo, Bent. We covered the whole county. So if that's something you want to get involved in, again, please check out our website.
Let'sthrivenm.org.
Good job. And so we are just, you know, we try to help any way we can. We just finished up doing a Toys for Tots drive a couple of weeks ago for Wally and the local Toys for Tots. And that came off pretty well. We've actually collected a few more monetary donations on their behalf because of that drive. So this was our second annual. It went really well. We're very pleased. And that'll be happening here shortly in the community next week, because it's Christmas next week already. It's crazy, right?
It's crazy.
Yeah. I know. So we've got a lot of things happening in 22. We've got, and of course, you know, as soon as January 2nd rolls around, here we go, starting off our new campaign. You know, it's a never ending thing. And so we'll start pushing our campaign towards the middle of the year. And then, of course, businesses and like Gerald Champion will start doing another campaign come August of 22. So, you know, we've just got all kinds of things going, and it's amazing. Tell me, Becky, what is it about the about Thrive, or even, because you've been with on the board now for 13 years, you said?
Approximately, yes.
What was it about our agency that made you want to join? I know it's a good question, right?
That's a great question.
What was it? Was it some, just being a part of the helping the community? Was there something that sparked you inside of you that said, you know, I really want to get involved?
I'd only been in town for a couple of years. Wasn't really familiar with it. I was handed a whole bunch of binders and
at work.
Yes, and told that I was going to take the place of the current, it was a CFO at the time that was a board member, and that I was going to take his place. And I can tell you that's one of the best things that has happened to me in my adult life, because you're with a group of people that are very caring, that are very supportive, that have vision and can see, you know, how to impact agencies, how to grow a support business.
Right.
It's just the people are great, and the effort and what it's all about is just warms your heart. It warms your heart. And what really is makes it very clear what Thrive does is an event called Funds Allocation. That's really where the rubber hits the road. And once anybody goes to a funds allocation group of meetings, this mm-hmm. is where it's determined, after we've collected all the money, it's determined who gets from a pot of monies, who gets what percentage, which of the partner agencies, and they come and they talk and they pitch and they thank us, and that's three nights worth of efforts that really hit home and will really solidify why this is worth what it is.
I'm telling you, so. I have had the opportunity to, the last 5 years, listen to all of these nonprofits come in and explain to this funds allocation committee why they should be funded with Thrive dollars. And it's amazing. I mean, every single one of them, you just want to open up your checkbook and give them everything you got. I mean, it does. You said it exactly right. It warms your heart listening to all of these. Now, you may have heard of a lot of these programs in these nonprofit agencies, but when you hear exactly what it is they do and what your donations do to help their programs, it is just amazing. Amazing how we have so many people that help the community through these types of programs. I mean, what did we do when we didn't have all of this stuff? I mean, it's amazing how we have help for just about any area of life. You know what I mean?
And I see, you know, United Way was a leader in the nonprofit sector. So any agency could come to United Way to say, how can we better raise money? How can we go about getting grants? We were the nonprofit overseer, basically, mm-hmm. and helper for all of the partner agencies. And we still are that. And it's really an honor to be affiliated with this group and with the people.
Yeah, I agree. It is great. Now, if anyone is interested in learning more about that and wanting to be a part of the Funds Allocation Committee, it is a group of community members. You do not have to be a board member, a Thrive board member. You don't have to be part of an agency. You don't have to, you could even be a retiree if you want, but anybody can be on this committee. We gather volunteers for this. It's three nights, the first week of March. And I can give you certainly more details about that, but you can get information from
letsthrivenm.org.
Wonderful.
and we have what, 30 people?
There's usually about 20 people, okay. 20, 25.
And so everybody from all walks of life.
Yep.
We've got folks that have experience with certain partner agencies and some that learn about new agencies in
yep.
town
yep.
and some folks that have dealt with agencies. It's just
yeah.
Did we mention it warms the heart?
It does warm the heart. I mean, we have some folks from Cloudcroft, from Tularosa, Alamogordo that are on the committee. And we try to make it a 3-year. We ask folks to do it a 3-year commitment. So that way, you know, your first year, it's your first time you're learning how this whole process works. The second year, you're pretty familiar. And the third year, you're just, you almost want to do it like all the time. So, I mean, if you can do it for 3 years, great. If 1 year is all you can contribute, that's great too. But if you're interested, please give us a call, 437-8400. And you can certainly learn more about it. We'll Julie and I will explain everything and get you signed up, because it is coming up pretty quick.
It is.
So we are just about done for our December Live with Thrive show.
What?
I know. What?
What?
We are coming up on a close here in just a little bit. But Becky, you are our new president of the board. How does that feel?
It feels great. It really feels great. I was fortunate enough to be president for a couple of years, 2011, 2012, when we were United Way. And I'm just honored to be back in the driver's seat or back in the president's seat. Stephanie, you've mentioned you and I make a great team, and all the board members are really awesome. We just welcomed two new board members. And
yes, let's
so
talk
excited.
About those two new board members.
Yeah, let's not talk about me. Let's talk about them, because that's important.
Well,
isn't one of them from Rio Doso?
One of them is from Rio Doso.
Tell us all about
Mr. Daniel.
Daniel,
we totally stole him from Rio Doso. what a great guy. So a couple of months ago, we had an amazing event up at the Chamber of Commerce in Rio Doso Valley Chamber of Commerce. And we met Daniel. He works for the state of New Mexico out of Rio Doso. And he was very interested in our agency and what it is we do for our communities. And he knows, he's got a lot of contacts, and he was just ready and willing to jump right into helping us in the Rio Doso area. And so our board of directors just approved his spot on the board, and come January at our annual meeting, he will be official. And we also, just a week or two before, well, maybe it was the month before Daniel, we also got a new board member, Will Gardner from Desert Sun Motors, mm-hmm. here locally. And what a great guy. I mean, he's got such an amazing personality, and he's got such an old soul. So he's got all these values. He knows, he's got a big heart, and I'm so excited to be able to work with him. And there was a fuzzy flying around. Sorry. swatting air
attack
here.
Of the fuzzy.
Yes. And anyway, we're just, you know, we have some amazing members of our board anyway. I mean, we have Mr. Heckert from Gerald Champion. We have several folks from different local banks. We have Angelica Marquez from Bank 34. We have Amy Nelson from First National Bank. We have Rhonda Cross from White Sands Health. She does
systems.
Yes, systems. There we go. Patty Stone from USA Insurance, formerly Charles Scarlett.
Past president.
Yep, she's past president. We just have a really great group of folks representing different sectors of our community, and they bring different perspectives from the community to our organization. So it's really beneficial to our organization, but also to me personally, because I get a lot of different ideas and different direction and where we get to go. I don't get to do it all by myself, folks. So it's really awesome that the folks that we have leading our agency and our community efforts, it's awesome. So I'm just so thrilled, and I'm telling you, I'm so excited about how we're about to end this year. Again, we had, you know, last year we hit our goal. Our goal was $400,000, folks. $400,000 that we raised in this community. We actually went over, it was like 402, I think, that we hit. 401 and some change. That's huge. That is huge. The most, you know, we've been, this organization has been in this community for over 50 years. Different names, different businesses or organizations that we've been a part of. And now we are just Thrive. We're not affiliated with any other parent or sister company. It's just us, so that our fundraising efforts will stay in the community. And so with that said, we have an even bigger goal this year. $425,000 is what we have in this, and which means next year we're going to have to raise it even more. And pretty soon, folks, in 5-10 years, we're going to be at 500,000, and then eventually we're going to have a $1 million goal. And I hope I'm still around to see that. I plan to be. That's part of my goal.
You'll be making it happen.
That's part of my goal.
You'll be making it happen.
I hope so, man. But I just, you know, $400,000 is a lot of money for a community of our size. And I have to explain why I say that, because I did a comparison of different areas in our state, excluding Albuquerque, because we all know Albuquerque is sort of the island in the middle of the state that has the population and the businesses and the money. So all of the rest of the state are very comparable to our area, where we're a kind of a rural area. We have a smaller population, and yet we raised $400,000 when other areas of our state raised $75,000. Bigger cities, in fact, that have an organization similar to ours that only raised $75,000 or $100,000. And here we are in Alamogordo raising $400,000 because of the generous people of this community. Can you believe that?
They should call you. They should call you and say,
how do you do that?
What is your secret to success?
Well, it's, we have a giving community, and if they would just get out there and pound the pavement, they could too.
I think it's leadership.
I think it's a group effort. Yeah, yeah. I think it's our organization. We're just set in a, we've just got it. Yeah. We've just got it.
Yep.
That's really all I can say about it. Okay. And folks, we are so on target to hit that mark this year, and you will be hearing us. I'll be driving all over town with flags and balloons all over the car, so everybody knows that we are going to be able once again to help our community partners, our agencies, to fund their programs.
Now, don't you want to be a part of that?
I know.
Don't you want to see her driving around in the truck and say, I helped with that. My donation went towards that $425,000 goal, and I helped. And you, don't you want to be able to say that?
Oh, I know people are shaking their head. Yes.
I see
you
that
can,
they are.
You can call us again, 575-437-8400, or you can, get more information on our website at
letsthrivenm.org.
Well, Becky, I appreciate you, and I I'm going to scoot over this way and let Mike touch whatever over here on the... Oh, he's pointing something at me. Folks, we are going to hit it. Get this show on the road. I want to thank Becky again. Thank you so much for being here today and just shooting the breeze.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate sharing your successes at Gerald Champion and all that you guys do. I'm so thrilled that we are set up ready for 22 to come right in. And you guys, thank you so much for listening. This has been your gracious host, Stephanie Hale, with Live with Thrive of Thrive in Southern New Mexico. We will see you next time.
You've been listening to the Live with Thrive show with your host, Stephanie Hale of Thrive in Southern New Mexico. Catch the Live with Thrive show the second Tuesday of each month on KHII Active Radio, 88.9 Plowcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 Ruidoso.